You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
When the chips are down and democracy's back is up against the wall, two radio veterans step up to the microphone to right the wrongs, standing for truth, justice, and just because. Hey, are they ready to go yet? It's John and Gordy on 92.7 WMDX.
Good morning to you.
Happy Friday.
Wow, this is a great day, isn't it? It's beautiful outside.
Yeah, it's not bad.
This is fantastic so far.
We'll take it.
We could just keep the heat away.
If we could.
I don't know the weather forecast, so I'm assuming that we're going to have another hot, miserable day today with high dew points and high humidity. Something that will keep us all indoors and comfortably sitting in air conditioning all day long.
Actually, temperatures are going to be just about normal for this time of year. It's not really going to be all that bad.
You know, I rehearsed that and...
you did.
And so I just wasted that.
Sorry. Yeah, right now, it's not looking bad at all. We've got a few early morning clouds and... we might see a couple of spots of very light rain, you know, temporarily, but a high today, about 83 degrees.
Wow, that's really fantastic.
Yeah, and I don't know the dew point. You might have the dew point on your Samsung WMDX watch.
I actually do get the dew point listed on here because it's very important to me, and for some reason,
you're obsessed with
it. They know that I like the dew point.
Yes.
And the dew point will be, or is, 69.
Okay.
Degrees. That's outrageous.
That's pretty high.
Very uncomfortable.
So it'll feel muggy and
humidity at 90%.
Yeah, that's pretty
high. Are you saying it's nice out there? Was I saying it was nice out there? I take it all back right now.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to be a little muggy, and then the weekend is going to heat up. I think mid to upper 80s tomorrow, and then in the 90s on Sunday.
You know, I always gave you the sunset time, right?
Yeah, I was wondering why you haven't done that lately.
I don't want to shock anybody.
What?
This is really, it was always around, 8:35, something like that,
right? What is it now?
Well, for some reason, the Earth has tilted in the wrong direction. I think Trump had something to do with that.
Of course.
But sunset is at 8:26.
Okay, well.
We have lost a lot of time.
The days are getting a little shorter.
No, it means that things are getting darker.
Darkness is descending
on all of us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What are we going to do?
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, it's Friday, and
that's
a good thing. Looking forward to the weekend. Atwood Fest, is happening Saturday and Sunday, and Rocker will be here later.
Well, that's a positive spin on the whole thing, the disaster spin that I just gave it. Atwood Fest is fantastic.
What's going on?
What is going on here?
I'm getting a call.
Catherine Lane.
How are we doing?
Doesn't she know we're on the air? Maybe we're
not
on the air.
Does it look like we are? Yeah, I don't know why.
Okay.
This is the third. This is the second time this week.
Yeah. Well, as far as we know, we're doing okay here, so we'll just continue.
Are we on the app?
Checking. Hang on a second. Let's get to the a couple other things that we're doing today. We have Free Ticket Friday coming up, tickets to a Brewer game.
All right.
And as I mentioned before, Rocker will be in with the Max Inc. preview. Check in with Pam Yonke.
Yeah, why don't you find out what she has to say there? Right. I just want to mention here the late breaking news, of course, is Tony Evers has announced he is not running for re-election. And good news for everybody out there waiting for Scott Walker to come back. He has posted a hat that would mean that he wants to be the next governor again. No. I know we're all screaming, but it's a possibility. Look, there is no good possibility on the right side of the aisle because we have Tom Tiffany, who destroyed the environmental part of our Wisconsin vacations. Now he wants to be governor and, you know, one last chop. And that'll do the state away. So anyway, all this is happening. It's percolating. And I just want to mention that this is the Goodbye Tony edition of the John and Gordy Show.
Goodbye Tony.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. He's calling it quits.
He is. He's calling it quits. Yeah.
That's
so do we have anything? We've dedicated a couple of songs for Tony, and we'll be rotating them through the morning. Let's listen to one of them right here.
Let's hear it.
All right. Tony is sweet. Tony is precious. Tony is a wonderful guy. Tony is wonderful. Tony is wonderful. Tony is a wonderful guy.
There you go. It's a little dedicated song for Tony Evers, who is announcing his retirement from politics. And yes, we are having some problems. ICE has scooped us up, and we are broadcasting supposedly from one of the detention centers. They said that we would be on the radio.
I don't know.
But
I don't know.
They may have.
Yeah.
They have other plans.
Well, we'll just continue here.
So what is it? We're online, but we're not,
I don't know,
broadcasting from the stick?
Engineers are checking it out right now. So we'll just continue as is.
How hard would it be to just pull us up on the app to find out whether we're on the air or not?
Well, we're checking. We're doing that right now.
On the internet air.
In the internet?
Yes. The tubes.
Yeah.
Are we streaming through the tubes right now?
Why don't we do Would You Rather? As long as we are going to just continue,
let's see what's happening. Let's do some Would You Rather. Let's take it easy this Friday. You know?
Would You Rather?
Let's do some Would You
Rather. Hit the Would You Rather theme song that you worked so hard to produce.
Oh.
Is this new?
No.
Okay. Just never heard the beginning of it before, I guess.
There we go.
Would You Rather?
There we go.
All right.
All right.
So what's the question?
Must be getting used to it. I can understand it now.
Yeah, that was more clear.
Yeah.
All
right. First question. Would you rather be surrounded by people who brag all the time?
Yeah.
Or by people who complain all the time? This one's tricky.
Complain all the time.
I would do complain.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm in agreement with that.
Yeah.
Well, we have no choice.
We really don't. Yeah.
People I know are complaining all the time.
Yeah.
That's the way it is.
All right.
I don't like braggers a lot. You know what I mean?
No, I know. Yeah, that's...
Those are the CJs in My Mega Friend in Milwaukee.
Okay.
All right. Second question. Would you rather fight 200 third graders or a bear with sharks for arms?
Wow.
A bear with sharks for arms. Oh, my God.
I think I'm
horrible.
I'm fighting those third graders.
I'll take on the third graders.
Oh, yeah, I've already taken the third graders on. Yeah. And now they're Gen Zers.
Okay.
I had two of them.
Yeah, I don't know. A bear with sharks for arms would be kind of scary. I don't know. That's That elevates the shark a little bit in the danger zone.
Yeah.
Well, you know.
You know, it's too bad that we didn't do the National Day calendar today because, we've eliminated that from the program.
We have. We've taken up because it's just useless. You know, each and every day is the same as last year.
If we had to do it, the one that I would highlight would be National Talk in an Elevator Day. So if you have an elevator in your
start
building,
start talking.
Get
yourself.
In there and just stay in it all day and start talking.
To yourself.
Yeah. Why not?
That would be excellent.
It's also National Get Gnarly Day.
Wouldn't that be great to just, start a really, really uncomfortable conversation?
in an elevator. Yeah.
Uncomfortable conversation day in an elevator.
I like it. We should submit that to the National Day calendar, if we were to do that.
And what was the other one that you thought was fantastic?
I just closed it out.
I have a short attention span, so
me
do you.
Too, so. What was it? Let me check. Hang on.
It went by very quickly for me.
It did. It did. It was National...
National. There it is. Get Gnarly.
Get Gnarly Day. Yeah, last Friday in July.
No one uses the
getting early phrase. July has gone by very, very quickly.
It really has. You know, we had these birthdays, and they seem to last for weeks.
Yes, they did.
We got so much news.
We got so much to get to. I don't know where to begin.
I don't either.
But we do have Free Ticket Friday, and that'll be coming along in a little while, as soon as we get things straightened away here. And we'll talk to Savannah Tomei Olson, find out the news of this week, maybe some highlights for the weekend, and Pam Yonke coming up shortly.
Oh, yeah.
And then
Pam
is going to be, I think she's going traveling and going on vacation. So we'll find out a little bit more about what Pam's up to in just a few minutes. Let's see.
I don't want to bring everybody down, but
What's the thing now
that's happening in Gaza is just so bad now that it's, you know, it's not like you're picking a side anymore. You know what you're, what's frustrating you. You know what's just killing you inside watching this thing unfold.
Mm-hmm.
And every time something does happen, Israel bombs something. It's, oh, well, it's an errant missile. Every time it's an errant missile, and
well,
it's always an errant missile killing a lot of people, innocent people.
Yeah.
And I'm just tired. Well, I was tired of it a long time ago, but I'm really, really extremely tired of it right now.
Well, and they continue to have a lot of problems bringing in food, and it's just, it's a humanitarian crisis.
There
now.
Shouldn't be a problem bringing in food to Gaza.
No.
That whole conflict is over. And I don't know, for some reason, Israel thinks that that conflict is still running hot.
Well, Israel and the U.S. both pulled out of the ceasefire talks that were taking place yesterday. Officially, they pulled out
well,
of those.
Well, of course. Because
nothing's happening.
At this point, they're just shooting at people, killing them.
That's it.
Children. They're starving children and people in Gaza.
Yeah.
That's what's going on, and it's... There's no excuse for it. None whatsoever. And you can't make up an excuse about this. You can't.
No.
There's still Hamas in there. You know, you got to look out for that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, just kill everybody because then you can eliminate Hamas.
Mm.
Go for it, huh?
Yeah.
That doesn't make any sense. This has just got to end.
Well, and this is part of the problem. We get caught up in the Epstein files, and that's what it's all about.
Yeah.
And that's just the headlines, you know, every day, every night. It seems like that's just continuing to gain momentum. It's not dying down at all. But all the other headlines around the rest of the world slide to the back of the line.
Well, one thing, you know, if Trump were president, this would not be.
Oh, wait.
He is president.
Still
that's right.
The president.
So this is happening.
Yeah.
Mm.
Okay.
Oh, well, I guess it wasn't true after all.
Right.
I'm surprised.
Yes. All right, Dom.
Are we on the air or
Dom,
not? Are we on the air?
Just continue.
We are not. We're going to still continue. We're still going to continue.
That's
like we are.
And that means they're going to get us back on any second now.
So. Any second.
So it's not on the app.
I don't know.
It is not on the app. No.
Okay.
But we're gonna still continue.
Yeah. All right. We will soldier on here.
All right.
Let's see. 19 minutes past the hour. And again, a warm one today, but not as hot as it's going to get over the weekend.
Oh.
So we'll keep a track of that.
Well, the big news, I think, is that Lay's potato chips have been forced to change their recipe after 30 years.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Why?
No,
what?
I'm not kidding. It's
What's
true.
The problem with the
Well, there's a
recipe.
There's a FDA ban on some of the ingredients of Lay's potato chips, and
really?
Now they have to change. I don't know what they were making Lay's potato chips in.
Okay.
But they're going to make it in something else. Maybe they won't even use potatoes anymore.
I don't know.
You never know. RFK Jr. may think they're poisonous.
19 past the hour. When we come back, we'll chat with Pam Yonke on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Is lit up by a million shining stars. I am traveling up the Edens to the land of the under 21 bars.
You want a cheese? Cheeseland.
I'm going to Cheeseland. Cheeseland. The Dells in Door County. I'm going to Cheeseland.
All right.
Cheeseland.
WMDX, John and Gordy in the morning. We're back on the air, I think.
623, highs today in the low to mid-80s, and it's going to feel muggy through the day and get hotter over the weekend. And let's check in with Pam Yonke, the fabulous farm babe. Good morning, Pam. How are you?
Morning, guys. Morning, guys. Yeah, it's not too bad out there right now.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think we're going to have a second skin by the time we get to lunchtime.
Second skin.
Ain't that the truth? You know, everybody's reacting now to Tony Evers not running for re-election, retiring. And, you know, one thing that both sides had in common were supporting farmers in the state and agriculture. What's the reaction already?
It's been very positive. I mean, the one thing I think people sometimes overlook, especially when it's in the heat of battle, like for the state budget, is that agriculture is really one of the foundations in Wisconsin where it's bipartisan. Both parties come together. The numbers may deviate a little bit as far as overall funding, but the consensus, both Republicans and Democrats, is that agriculture in Wisconsin needs our support. And Governor Evers really was very proud to carry that banner forward after Scott Walker exited and so forth. And it's one of the deals where all of agriculture yesterday, no matter the commodity group or farm organization, basically thanking Governor Evers for his consideration of Wisconsin farmers, conservation, water quality, you know, all the things that make Wisconsin what it is. Mm-hmm. And like I said, regardless of political lines or affiliations, agriculture seems to be a gathering force down at the Capitol. So like I said, wishing him and Kathy nothing but the best as they move into the next phase of their life. And now, you know how it goes. Everybody's going to start guessing who's going to throw their head in next. But I just wanted to make sure that Governor Evers knows that there's a lot of commodity groups, farm organization leaders, people at the State House that really appreciate his camaraderie and ability to lead us when it comes to agriculture funding and the projects that we've got.
Right. You know, crossing the aisle, he did that a lot, or tried to do it an awful lot. So, it worked out well for the farmers and in this state. And of course, they're trying to, you know, they're trying to help the farmers now because of some of the federal budget cuts. So we'll see what happens with that. On his way out, anyway, he'll be able to take care of some of that.
Now, what's this story? Can we move on to this? The army worm? What is an army worm?
Yeah.
What is that? I've never even heard of an army.
It's a militia group out there that's...
Smartly dressed insects that will cross your gut. No, part of the reason... this is one of those weird things where the population of something we call army worms has really escalated in Wisconsin in a quick hurry. I sent you guys some pictures that'll make your skin crawl. These are insects that attack particularly our cornfields, but they'll eat pretty much any grass. Corn is a member of the grass family. So people in the urban city centers may even see these rascals from time to time, hopefully not in a lot of mass. We've gotten reports from agronomists and county extension agents in Iowa, Crawford, Dane, Dunn, Taylor, Jefferson. They're all over the place. And these insects have now reached populations that are so big, when they get done in one field, they will literally march across a road to get to the next field. I've got guys up in Dunn County that videotaped literally masses of these insects, these worms, crawling from one field across the road into the next field. So normally we'd see their populations start to crash right around now, but they're saying because of the way the weather was, you know, a little bit cooler and wetter this spring, and then the heat later on, we think these rascals are going to eat all the way to August.
Wow.
So like I said, if you've got grasses around or something like that, even maybe people with corn in their garden, keep an eye out for these doggone things, because like I said, when they build population, it'll make you shake your head.
So they've been around a long time, right? We've been dealing
with
them.
They're nothing new. It's just that we don't see populations like this every year.
Yeah. Well, we've got, like, in our lawn, like jumping worms. I'm not sure if that's
jumping
the exact
worms.
Term for them, but what they do is they destroy the soil. They actually eat the soil, and the soil just crumbles underneath your feet, and plants can't grow on it. So I hope they don't make it into the fields of our great state.
Yeah.
So,
all right. It's also National Ice Cream Month,
yes,
right?
It's still ice cream month.
Yeah. So.
Right. And I just wanted to let you know our friends at the chocolate shop, which is just down the road from the studio, they are still rolling out new flavors this year. One of them is essentially exclamation mark asterisk just got serious. They say that one of the reasons why their ice cream is so popular is the outrageous names that they put to them. That's one of them. Kitty Kitty Bang Bang is another flavor that is out there. Also coming in August, they do a big deal during National Mustard Day in August. And believe it or not, when it comes to bizarre flavors, mustard ice cream on the way in August to celebrate National Mustard Day.
I cannot wait for that.
I like it. All right, Pam. So you're going to be, let's see, I guess we're not talking to you until sometime down the road.
Yeah,
you're
taking later in August.
Off or so. Oh, yeah,
I'm taking off to the, on the Canadian farm tour tomorrow.
Yeah. Oh,
so
yeah.
So I'll maybe shoot you guys some pictures, some thoughts that we can discuss when I return.
That would
please
be fantastic.
Please do. Yeah, we'd love
we'd
to,
like to see
get
that,
anything so. That you send us. Yeah, I appreciate it.
Definitely.
Yeah.
All right, Pam. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your trip, and we'll talk to you when you return.
Yeah.
That's Pam
Very
Yockey.
Good, fellas. Have a good day.
All right.
Thank you. Pam Yockey, the fabulous farm bay.
We have to come up with our own army of human stompers and get those damn worms.
Those army worms out of here.
The army worms against our own Johnny Gordy army.
They're taking over.
People stomping on worms.
Yes. 29 minutes past the hour. We will continue for a Friday morning. John and Gordy are back after this.
John and Gordy, we're getting ready for our marching,
marching orders.
Yeah. Well, we're going to go out against those army worms, you know.
Yeah.
Creating our own militia here, and we're going to. There might have been a few people that didn't hear the story from Pam Yonke about the army worms invading the fields and now crossing the street.
Apparently, it's a big problem.
It is a big problem.
Yeah.
But, in our agricultural setting.
It's 6:35. We've got clouds out there this morning, 69 degrees. Highs today in the low to mid 80s.
Okay, let's recap everything we've talked about for the last half hour.
A couple of technical glitches along the way, but I think we're good to go here. We were talking about Tony Evers deciding that's it.
Yeah, this is goodbye Tony Evers edition. Of the show. Do we have...
We've got some music here somewhere.
But we have the Tony song.
We do. Let me just get that ready real quick.
We've been doing an awful lot.
Because this is our farewell to Tony time.
It is.
Yeah, so
it's
let's...
a big salute to
let's
Tony.
Let's hit it. Okay.
Been here able to keep our sanity.
Stayed up all night getting this together. The Tony song.
Here it is. It's been fantastic, you know.
Spin the turntable.
It's great to know that Tony song is already
push the button. Here we go.
Tony.
Yep.
Tony.
Yeah.
Tony. Tony.
Big
Tony,
finish.
Tony,
there you go.
Tony, 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 T-O-N-Y, Tony, Tony, Tony.
Okay. All right.
Tony,
wow,
Tony,
this guy's got
Tony,
it, man.
Yeah.
Tony,
and apparently he'll put anybody's name in a song like this.
No kidding.
Doesn't have to come up with any lyrics.
Wow.
It's just the name.
We'll have to send him something for John and Gordy, maybe.
Well, maybe at least they'll have Gordy in this one, right? Okay. It's hard to find a Gordy song.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, you don't find too many of those. Yeah. So he's decided to hang it up.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
And speculation now of who will replace him.
That's right.
This will be the first time in 16 years.
Has opened the floodgates for the right wing.
Apparently.
To take over the state again.
Yeah.
Is that even possible? Do we really want to see something like that? Do we want to see somebody who's saying, well, I've got Trump's endorsement? Is that a positive at this point? I don't think so. But anyway, Scott Walker has thrown his hat kind of in the ring.
What?
At least he posted a hat with the years when he was governor.
Something.
I don't know. But I know that he is suggesting that he could run.
He could come back.
Yes.
And so it's wide open now. Any Republicans can run, any Democrats.
Tom Tiffany, you know, he promoted mining in this state and left us without any mining laws anymore. You know, you can do anything you want out there at this point. And he wants to be governor and probably, you know, finish the job.
Okay.
Because we do depend on summer vacations. We do depend on the Flatlanders making it up here to their cabins.
Right.
On our beautiful Wisconsin lakes.
Yeah.
And Tom Tiffany probably doesn't like any of that. We'll do away with the lakes. Mine them. Somehow there's great minerals beneath those lakes.
Okay. Well, we'll keep an eye on who's going to be running and who's going to throw their hat in the ring.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's open field now.
Well, you know, Dan Schaefer called for the retirement of Tony Evers.
Our own Dan Schaefer?
And I was angry with him. I sent him a nasty letter.
Did you?
No, I didn't. But I didn't want Tony to get the idea that we didn't want to see him run again. He's the most popular politician in the state, and this is not good news.
Well, but he's done it for a while. He's done his time. So, you know, good luck to him. And
That's like you or me retiring because of our age.
Well, you're closer to Tony's age than I am. So, you know, the writing's on the wall for
both of us. All right, CJ's saying right now, why don't you retire? Why don't you?
This portion of the show brought to you by Verlo Mattress. You can wake up and sleep better on a Verlo mattress. A lot has changed since 1958. Some things have remained constant throughout Verlo's history. They're direct to consumer, providing superior products at unbeatable prices. Verlo Mattress, 2 Madison locations, East Side and West Side. Go to Verlo.com. Check out their lifetime comfort guarantee.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why don't we get to our big first story here in Idiocracy?
All right.
We haven't even played that intro.
Well, now we do. Look at this.
Okay.
Well, right. It
does not necessarily reward intelligence. With no natural predators to thin the herd.
Oh, my God!
There is a place without boundaries. A place without limits.
Welcome to Costco. I love you.
A place that is about to be...
I love that.
...violated.
Idiocracy.
For the smartest guy in the world, you're pretty dumb sometimes.
Pretty much so, yes, indeed. Well, this is the big news from yesterday, even though there are a number of big news stories that were released all at once.
Always.
God, it's just it's a fire hose, isn't it?
Every day.
Anyway, Trump's new AI policies will keep the culture war focused on the tech companies. Now, I don't know if this is good news for the tech companies. And Trump signed an executive order requiring artificial intelligence companies that do business with the federal government to strip AI models. My head is exploding from this idea. AI models of ideological agendas.
What?
Yes, they're going to strip AI of ideological agendas. Well, Mega AI is here, folks. It is here, and it's going to be powerful. We've got 3.5 years to fine-tune this. Trump said this. This is a quote. It poses an existential threat.
He doesn't
existential.
Know that word.
I know. This is a posting now. Threat to reliable AI. Reliable AI. God, he still doesn't even understand AI. And now on, the U.S. government will deal only with AI that pursues truth, fairness, and strict impartiality. The American people do not want woke Marxist lunacy in the AI models. So all, so anything you said in this quote is just negated by the fact that he is going to steer AI into another direction, and it ain't in the woke direction at all. Mm. So now, can that be fair? Can that be the truth? Can it be strict impartiality? If you get one point of view that you don't agree with, eliminated from AI?
No.
Right? Can we, here's the question. Can we program out reality? AI is based on reality. I mean, you know, the news stories, you know, the topics out there, the research.
All the knowledge in the world.
It's reality. Can we tune that out?
No. Can we?
There may be a way to do it. Imagine giving a voice. You know, they got voices for this AI stuff. You know, we've heard Grok, right? Now, get this. Can you imagine, like, CJ's voice being a part of maybe the new AI Trump wants to promote, or my mega friend in Milwaukee, which you haven't heard, but thank God you haven't.
it's not good.
Or your crazy uncle that stormed out at Christmas calling everyone a terrorist. How about his voice being a new voice of the Trump's idea of AI policies in this country?
We're in trouble.
Here's a little bit of a report here. This is cut 138 on Trump's idea of AI. Let's listen to this. This is from NPR.
Yeah, it's a set of policies and executive orders striving to cut red tape for AI companies so they can build massive data centers faster, more easily ship AI hardware and software to overseas customers, and root out, as you mentioned, what the Trump administration views as AI chatbots that have adopted a liberal worldview. The president calls this wokeness. That's Trump speaking yesterday at an AI summit in Washington.
You can't do that. You can't.
From now on, the U.S. government will deal only with AI that pursues truth, fairness, and strict impartiality.
Trump is nodding there to one of the announcements that grabbed a lot of headlines, Sasha, which was that there is now a ban on federal contracts with tech companies that push woke AI. Yeah. The order defines that as AI that promotes diversity, equity, and inclusion, transgender issues, and critical race theory.
Yeah, get rid
and
of that.
How is the administration proposing to ban such a thing?
Reality.
Yeah, how? Trump's order spells out how tech companies would essentially have to certify that their AI chatbots are politically neutral before receiving work from the federal government. I talked to Neil Sahota about this. He advises the United Nations on AI issues, and this is how he says the tech industry is receiving this woke AI order.
I would say they're deeply concerned by the situation. You know, this is a global arms race with AI.
Yeah.
But now you're putting in some very nebulous things that may actually undo some of the guardrails and safeguards you've actually built in, because it may be considered biased or might be considered woke.
So Hoda says one outcome of this could be AI companies releasing new versions of chatbots that have fewer guardrails and could be seen as anti-woke in order to land, you know, lucrative federal contract. Some say all this warming up to Trump that we've seen the tech industry do in recent months appears to be paying off. Worth noting, Sasha, just how much of a contrast this is compared to the Biden administration, which put the focus on AI safety and making sure AI tools were not used to discriminate or perpetuate bias. Trump's AI executive orders do not include any measures to counter harm or address how AI could one day kill jobs. Critics of yesterday's plan say it demonstrated that the administration is basically allowing the tech industry to write their own regulations. But Trump insists these policies are needed in order to outcompete China in the AI race.
That's ridiculous, isn't it? Isn't that outrageous?
Yes.
I mean, you can't reality out of AI. It reaches every part of everything we have written in society. All the research, everything that we've said on the air, this is all transcribed somehow, and AI has access to all of that. How can we take that out?
Don't know.
Is that good news for these tech giants, these billionaires? Are they going to be able to do something like that, or are they going to steer everything in Trump's direction? Can you imagine in 3.5 years when a Democratic president is in place, that's all gone? And here's the thing that I think we need to do as Democrats. We need to guarantee that all of these changes will be done away with once the Democrats get in power. We need to go out there and tell everybody that it's not going to be the Trump Center anymore. It's going to be, you know, the John Kennedy, right? And certainly not. It's not going to be Melania Opera House.
The Melania, yeah, no, the First Lady Melania Trump Opera House.
Yes, right, exactly.
Whatever they're calling it, it's crazy.
Why would they do that? As politicians, we need to go out there and say all of these things. You think you're going to get away with that? You're not. We're taking all of that away. Mm. If you put that in place, it's gone once we get in power. And let them know that all of this stuff that they're doing is a waste of damn time. Mm. And we have to threaten them telling them this. Yes, yeah. We're just letting them get away with this.
Yeah. Well, they're still in power, though. That's it'll just brush that off. Like, what are you telling us?
You're, mega AI? No, yeah. What is happening in this country? My yeah. God. You know, I was going to play something from Grok. Hey, we heard that, you know, Elon has reprogrammed Grok to be more like him, and it is now.
All right, we'll get to that. That's coming all up. Right. And a whole lot more, and it is Free Ticket Friday. We'll get to that as well. More Brewers tickets to give away on John and Gordy in the Morning.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Well, kids, there it is, Capital City.
You can see them forming on State Street.
Yeah.
They're ready to dance.
Here they go.
In a line.
There's a swinging town I know called Capital City.
Yeah.
People stop and scream hello in Capital City.
There they are. Mm-hmm.
It's the kind of place that makes a bum feel like a king.
Yes.
And it makes a king.
I wonder why it feels so good.
Nutty cuckoo super king.
Look, it's Tony Bennett.
It is Tony.
Hey, good
Tony.
To see you.
Oh, it's Tony.
Against the law to frown in
all
capital
right.
City.
Well, WMDX, John and Gordy in the Morning, the capital city, Madison. Mm-hmm. And a good morning to everybody out there. You can check us out on the Civic Media app, and I believe we're on the air now. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah,
we'll act like it.
Everything
you missed everything
go.
We talked about prior to that. Yeah. You know, we're talking about Gaza, the horrible thing that's going on there. I mean, the world is seeing what's taking place now.
Yeah.
The starvation is just outrageous and something so difficult to watch that I don't know. It's bringing me down here. We have it up on CNN.
Oh, I know.
But,
it's
you know, we were talking about AI being more MAGA now because they have to get rid of woke. Mm-hmm. But it has to be based on truth.
Yes.
What's out there? The research.
Right.
So they're eliminating reality in some way, shape, or form. It's the billionaires that control all this. And they can do it, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, this country will be well behind all the other countries that develop AI into these perfect geniuses, right? And we will be instead a mega AI country. Wow. There's something good about
that.
That's
the plan, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, good luck with that.
Oh, yeah.
It is 6:54, cloudy skies today, highs in the low 80s. All right, we will continue. Go ahead, John.
No, you have an announcement there.
Let me mention that this portion of the show brought to you by Madison Hearing Aid Center. They are at 4706 Cottage Grove Road in Madison. Fast and flexible appointments, convenience over complexity. They are helping people change their lives one step at a time. Their number one goal isn't just selling hearing aids. It's improving the quality of life through better hearing. Call them today, 608-249-4077, or check out their website, MadisonHearingAidCenter.com.
Okay. All right, let's go to the phones. We've got Dick on the line. Dick, what do you got for us this morning?
Good morning.
Huh? Oh, sorry.
You're on the air.
We are, too.
Did you happen to see that wonderful get-together that Trump had with Jerome Powell?
Overruns. Yeah, they were walking around in hard hats and looking at the building there. Yeah.
Yeah, what was beautiful is Paul just kept shaking his head, no, 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 and no. And then if I was Paul, I would have turned to him and said, you know, even if there are cost overruns, we don't deadbeat everybody like you did.
Yeah. Well, that's true. I have a cut. I have that cut, that interaction between Trump and Paul.
So absolutely special.
So why could you play that cut, cut 139? I know everybody's busy doing something else around here, but why don't we just get back to the show, cut 139. This is Trump and Jerome Powell. Let's listen.
Jeremy, come on over. And we're just taking a look at what's happening. You know, it's a tough construction job. They're building basements where they didn't exist or expanding them, and a lot of very expensive work. There's no question about it.
Yeah.
And Tim has been with me for a long time, and you're in charge of the committee.
Indeed. One of the reasons why I wanted to see it was the overruns of the expenses, wanted to figure out why.
What an ass kisser. Mm. Jesus.
So we're taking a look, and it looks like it's about $3.1 billion. It went up a little bit.
No.
Or a lot. So the 2.7 is now 3.1.
No.
And, I'm not aware of that.
Yeah, it just came out.
Yeah, I haven't heard that from anybody at the Fed.
Yeah, it just
came out. He's got it. It's gotten his coat pocket. His coat pocket.
3.1, 3.2.
Pass it along to Jerome.
Yes.
He's going to read it now.
I don't know who does that.
Okay. You're including the Martin renovation. You just added.
Entire capital.
Yeah, you just added in a third building. Is what that is. That's a third building.
Well, no, but it's a building that's being built.
No, it was built 5 years ago. We finished Martin 5 years ago.
Part of the overall work.
Oh,
so,
it's not new.
So we're going to take a look.
5 years old.
I mean, have you ever, Senator Chris Murphy, is a Democrat of Connecticut, and he joins me now.
This is reaction.
You're talking about a building we finished 5 years. I mean,
I hadn't seen that one yet.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, listen, he's not upset about that, in part because the clip is so absurd that it is going to get played a whole bunch of times today. And it probably will, to some extent, crowd out this blossoming awful news for him about being included in the Epstein
All right, files. So that's the clip, and okay. I appreciate your bringing it up, Dick.
Yeah, thanks for the call, Dick.
Yeah.
All right.
And I just want to play, you know, just part of this cut where Grok was reprogrammed. See, they can do anything they want to AI. And I truly, I was a big supporter of it. We wanted to have an AI assistant right here on the program, right? A visual one where you could actually watch.
Yes.
It talk.
We were trying to work that. Yes. Yeah.
And they had a robotic one at one of the Consumer Electronics Show displays. And we wanted it on the program, but we could not land that deal. But here it is. This is what you can do to AI. Anybody trust it anymore? Listen to this.
Okay.
What cut? 49.
All right.
49.
Here we go.
All right.
And so we've seen the mixed results, like when Grok started hallucinating about so-called white genocide in Elon's native country of South Africa. Remember, for a couple of days or so, the AI bot shoehorned the topic into all kinds of replies, regardless of the original context. And a couple of weeks ago, Musk announced he would be doing a little more tinkering with Grok in order to placate those right-wingers who think it fact-checks them too much.
See?
Still.
See, I mean, that is what happened. And they're going to do that now. All the big billionaires who have all these great AI bots are going to reprogram them to get rid of reality, get rid of all the wokeness out there, and make it so we hear more of the blaze or perhaps
the blaze.
All the other alternative media outlets.
Yeah, great. Okay, 6:59. Coming up in our next hour, we will get into Free Ticket Friday. That's right, your chance to win Brewers tickets coming up. And a Maxing preview with Rocker. All in our 7 o'clock hour.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.